Well, you know, there's always that adage that maybe he should just rot in prison for the rest of his life without parole versus death penalty and the home martyr option. But, you know, he's, for one, he'll be sitting for a long time. It takes quite a while for that to actually happen, as I'm sure you know.
The appeals process, that is.
Yeah, he'll be sitting on death row for it, probably 10 years, if not more. So he will have enough solitaire and enough confinement to be absolutely miserable before that happens. And I don't believe that his belief that he's going to be a martyr just doesn't hold any credence for me. I don't really care what he thinks. I'm happy with the verdict.
You've given up quite a bit of your life in order to follow the developments in Fort Hood. How long have you been in Texas?
I've been in Texas. I was here for the week one of the trial, which started on August, I believe, 2nd. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but week one. And then I came back for week three, so I've been here since then. So I've been here a week and a half.
I imagine there have been other victims' families there with you, and have they been a good support network?
They have been a wonderful support family. We've really gotten to know each other very well throughout this past week and a half, and we're supportive, and it's been wonderful to be with them. We are all going through the same thing, and so we're 100% supportive of each other.
Tell us about Amy. Tell us about what kind of woman she was.
Amy was, as we use in our family, Amy Azing. She was vivacious and determined and witty, and she was just all around a wonderful person, always willing to give, to be there for people that needed her, to support them if they needed her. She was a great daughter.
Now that all this is over, the trial anyway, what's next for you?
Oh, gosh. I just want to let down. I just want to relax and put it behind me and continue with my life. And I'm never going to forget, obviously. I'll never forget today. I'll never forget the feeling that I had when I was in that courtroom when they came down with the verdict. I actually cried. I've had 3.5 years plus of emotion built inside of me, and I could have just bawled like a baby just out of complete emotional relief. Not sadness, not whatsoever sadness, just complete emotional relief that it's finally over and he got what he deserved.